This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media, over a million people now, to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 4 years going strong, and then also to validate the victims and survivors of this disorder, because guess what, y'all? You might not be crazy. It might be me. It might be the narcissist in life. Maybe your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, girlfriend, boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You know who it is. So today's episode is going to be about a narcissist grieving. A grieving narcissist. How do narcissistic people grieve? So, of course, we're going to grieve a little differently than most people. We just are. This is not speaking for everybody, because other people might cry, beg, plead, whatever. Other people, like, when I say grieving, I mean grieving the loss of a family member, a friend, or something like that, associate, somebody. You mean grieving the loss, the death, actually, like, physically losing somebody, the death of somebody close to them in their lives. So we're going to grieve differently. Just me personally, it really just depends on who it is, I guess, because, like, I remember specifically my aunt and my grandma died within the span of a couple of years, right? And it just so happens I was in the same spot both times. I found out I was in a food line right by my house in Durham. I was, like, right there both times. I got a phone call. It was like, hey man, your grandma died. I was like, dang, what? And my wife was with me both times. I was like, dang, what? And they're like, yeah, she gone, man. I was like, dang, it sucks. Hung the phone up, kept shopping. My wife was like, who's that? I was like, oh, that's my brother telling me about my grandma had died. And her face turned red, and she was, like, super sad. She's like, oh, my God, you okay? I'm like, I'm good. I mean, she had a good life. You know, I kept it moving, kept it shopping and stuff like that. She's like, you sure you okay? She kept worrying about me. Same thing happened a couple years later. You know what I mean? My aunt, she's pretty much like my grandma. They're like, man, your aunt died, man. Got a phone call again. Your aunt died. I was like, I gotta stay away from the. First of all, I need to stay away from the damn food line. I had to stop going to that food line. I get the worst phone calls in there. But they was like, man, your aunt died. And she had. I was like, dang, man. All right, man, appreciate it. Hung up. My wife was like, who's that? I was like, man, somebody tell my aunt Willette died. I was like, and again, she turned red. She's like, oh my God, hand over her face, sad, super surprised and stuff like that. I was like, she's like, you okay? I'm good. We've been here before. I'm good. And I asked my, but I know it bothers her, because I wasn't breaking out crying. And I wasn't sad or something like that. I just kept shopping. And I remember asking my therapist. I was just like, what is going on? Like, why don't I, like, what are my tears at? What's the carrot? Even my other grandma died. Same thing. I wasn't in that food line. My mama told me that. But I was the same thing. Like, I didn't, like, it was it, not that I didn't care. It just didn't, I didn't process it. I was just like, cool. You know what I mean? Like, dang, she had a good life. You know what I mean? They had a good life. It's always said they had a good life. They had a good run. But I asked my therapist, like, why am I not sad? Where are my tears at? Like, these are people who had a great influence in my life, who have been in my life for over 30 years. Like, where's the influence? Like, what is going on here? You know what I mean? And she told me straight up, she was just like, the tears will come when they needed to come. She's like, you're not going to process it the way everybody else processes it, because your brain, like, it's like, you know, it's like being on a tape delay. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a TV show. You know what I mean? Like, really, like a tape delay on TV. Like, I'm watching TV in North Carolina and somebody watching the same show in California. Their show might be 5 minutes behind mine. That's how it is with my reactions and stuff like that. Because I cried at the funeral. You mean, I cried. It wasn't crying because they were gone. It was crying because I saw everybody else around me crying. It was like more, you know, communal sadness, as opposed to me just being sad overall. Cause I would see people sad and crying. I would just be thinking about it, like, dang, that's his sister. That's her mom. That's, you know, that's the people who are close to him. I'd be sad then. You know what I mean? Because I don't grieve. That's how I grieve. I don't know if your narcissist shows emotions when they find out people pass away, or they don't care, or they keep going on playing the game or stuff like that. I don't know. It just doesn't click that way. I remember when we found out, goes back to when I was younger too, y'all. I mean, we found out, Tupac Shakur had passed away. do that? Who came in there? I think it was my mama. My mama came in there and she's like, Tupac gone. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, Tupac gone. I was like, I think I was like 11, we were 11 years old. And I remember I was just like, dang, we've been playing like James Bond or something since Nintendo 64. And I was just like, dang, they gone, Tupac gone. My brother started crying because he's a huge Tupac fan. I was like, man, like, pick the sticks up. So this is go back when I was a kid. This is not like it just happened in adulthood. This happened, this was when I was a kid. Because I've been shut down like that for a long time. Like I said, I just don't process this thing. It's just like, I'm more communal sadness. I'm sad because everybody else around me is sad. You mean not because I'm sad just by myself. I'm just sad the energy. I feel the energy in the room. Just like, hey, everybody in here is sad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Crying and stuff like that, I feel weird not crying, you know what I mean? So I had to hone into my emotions to fit in and stuff like that. I've always done it anyway, just to hone into my emotions to fit in. And so if you are dealing with a narcissist, they might try to do the same thing. They're only sad when they're around a group of sad people because they want to fit in. They don't want to stand out. Like everybody at their hands, their head in their hands, boohoo crying, and the narcissist is like a, you know, like an ostrich with his head out of the ground just looking around at everybody, not crying, not sad. Like, are you a robot, boy, you a robot? No, I am not a robot. I am sad. I'm going to cry more or later. You know, stuff like that. But you, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you really, really come to realize and come to find out really, really quickly that we just don't grieve the same. Especially if somebody that's not close to the narcissist dies, but they're close to you, dear Lord, you're in for something. They're going to like this, just completely disavow you. If your mom passes away, the narcissist is like, you'd be crying, boohoo crying. Narcissist like, look, man, you're going to ruin the whole day like she was sick. Like she was 89 years old. She was 90 years old. Man, why you gonna ruin the whole day? They'll start to get mad at you and be angry at you for expressing your emotions to them like that. You gotta have to be wary and be careful of that right there because they literally will. They'll do it. You know what I mean? Get really, really mad when you shut the door on you, isolate you, give you the silent treatment, don't be there for you, don't console you. One of the reasons, because y'all know it's just the most simple reason is like the attention is not on them anymore. Like, I don't have the attention. The attention is going to be on your mom because she passed away, blah, blah, blah. You know, or your dad or your grandma, whoever passed away, your friend from high school passed away. You know, the attention is going to be on them and not on the narcissist. Yeah, they're going to lash out at you. That's one of the reasons. Another reason, because they might be jealous of you. Or they might have had disdain and hatred in their heart for the person that passed away. And I mean jealous of you. And people are like, what do you mean by jealous? They make because you can experience it like that. Because if they've experienced loss before and they didn't react the same way, and they probably just jealous of your emotional connection to that person. Like, we as narcissistic people, we are here trying to find that emotional connection to people like you get naturally. We're trying to discover that for ourselves and make our lives, you know, have our lives being lead to better existences and things of that nature. You know, so we're out here trying to process. We are here trying to live. We're just out here trying to do what we need to do to keep moving. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, if you're dating a narcissist and you have the grieving starts, just be careful because it's coming. Somebody passes away, most times they're not going to be there for you. And if they are there for you, they're going to expect something else. This is like, it's just like they're doing something on credit. This is the loan for you. They're going to loan you some emotions, you know, because you got a good credit score. You have a good emotional credit score, so they're going to loan you some emotions. Boy, I be spitting. Don't tell me I don't be spitting. That was fire. That was fire right there. Y'all cannot see. There's a flame emoji right there. Yeah, drop a flame emoji. They're going to loan you some emotional. They're going to loan you some emotions because you have a good emotional credit score. I'll loan you some sympathy. Well, I be spitting. It's early, too. I've been up since like 5:45. I've been up for 4 hours already. Goodness. Time be flying, me be working. I'm trying to move. I'm trying to get moving, y'all. But yeah. They're not going to be there for you, but if they are there for you, they're going to expect payback with interest. So they loan you this emotion, they loan you some sympathy, they're going to expect payback with interest when something happens to them. I was there for you. They're going to cheat on you and expect you to forgive them because they were there for you when your mom died. Like, who was there for you when your mom died? I don't care if I clap these other cheeks. I don't care if they put the cheeks on me. Yeah. I don't care if they clap my cheeks. Like, I was there for when your mom died, when your dad died. You see? They're going to come due. Balance due in full. The emotional balance is going to be due. That debt is going to be due in full. I'll be spitting. I'm going back to that. Yeah, that was fire. But yeah, that's how it goes though, y'all. Because they're grieving narcissists. We don't grieve the same, so we're not going to connect the same as you do. You know what I mean? Animals, when pets die, and unless that animal is connected to that narcissist from childhood or something like that, and there was the emotional connection, they're not going to care even if a pet dies. You mean, oh, Rufus died? Well, you mean like my man Ben Taylor said, like, oh, Rufus died? Well, at least we don't have to pay vet bills anymore. Disconnect immediately. The empathy is not there. You know what I mean? The lack of empathy. Shout out to Ben Taylor over there, Raw Motivation. Y'all check him out. He's another self-aware narcissist. But yeah, that's how it goes, though, y'all. I promise you, the world is wild when there's grieving involved. Anyways, y'all, drop that fire emoji if you thought that was hot, because I know that was spitting. I be spitting. That's why y'all like that. When I come off the top of the dome with some stuff like that. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. We're going to continue to grow into the new year. I truly appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcast folks, y'all know y'all get a few extra seconds. I'm truly, truly thankful for every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well if you haven't already. I post more videos over there. I'm thankful, y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me. Thank y'all. Peace.